We'll report next on something that polar bears might like to see more often. Snowflakes. Ken Liebrecht. He is an astrophysicist and chair of the physics department at Caltech in Pasadena, California, and he studies snowflakes.
It's been said that snowflakes are like hieroglyphs from the sky. They sort of encode in the shape of the crystal is encoded the conditions under which it grew.
Liebrecht explores the physics of how snow crystals grow and form in the atmosphere.
Everybody can kind of picture a snowflake in their head, and yet very few people have thought about, you know, why they look like that. And very few scientists have really spent much time looking at that either. And in fact, we don't really understand the details of why they look like they do.
Although we've had plenty of time to wonder about it if you're in part of the country that is having extremely cold weather today. Liebrecht photographs snow crystals as a hobby, and then he expanded with a website he called snowcrystals.com. It became popular with, as he says, snowflake enthusiasts. Science teachers and mathematicians want to model snowflakes. Even the U.S. Postal Service, which turned one of his wintry images into a stamp. Liebrecht travels to places like Vermont and Alaska and Canada to understand how snowflakes get their shapes. For example, why they are symmetrical. And he breaks the science into fundamentals.
Snow crystal forms up in the atmosphere, of course. It starts with, say, a small water droplet, which freezes into a very tiny piece of ice, and then that grows and gets this hexagonal shape. Then as it gets larger, these corners of the hexagon sprout branches, and they can become very elaborate as it grows larger.
If you want to know how he knows this, consider that he built his own microscope with a camera attached to take pictures. The whole thing fits into a suitcase so he can take it along to any cold places. The question he hears most often as he travels is whether, in fact, there are any two snowflakes that look alike.
One thing you can do as a physicist is you can try to calculate how many ways there are to make a snowflake. And I've done that, and it's a very large number. The number of ways to make a complex snowflake is far greater than the total number of atoms in the universe. And with such large numbers, you can say fairly confidently that if you looked at all of the snowflakes that grew on Earth, you would never see one that looked exactly the same.
In other words, the answer is no. There are no two snowflakes that look alike. As with politicians, no answer is straight, he says. With scientists, no answer is short. To learn how to grow your own snow crystals and learn more about Ken Liebrecht's work, just visit npr.org.
Snow. It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow. Oh, I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.